friends. He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Max and Friends. Well, tonight's show is going to be called The Illusion of Time and the Power of Now, but even though that's what it's called right now, I'm sure it's going to change within the show. There's so much to talk about. I know you hear my nose and my voice, and you're like, what's going on? I am fine. I have just have allergies. Welcome to life. And I love alcohol because I use it, and if I didn't, I would sound much worse. So I'm grateful for alcohol. And don't tweet me asking me if I'm okay, because I am fine. Tweet me to tell me how you are, at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. Hey, listen, last week, I know we did the show with Gordana and Nandaji, and you loved it. And that's why we're back this week. Gordana's going to be here. Valerie Love is going to be here. Two women that I love so much, because every time they're on Max and Friends, there is a shift in energy. And I love that we are able to record the shows and have them in the archives, latalkradio.com/Max, so you all could hear them there. And it's just, it's spoken word that continues forever. So I'm grateful for the both of them. Last week, I kept saying this song was I Am, I Am, I Am. And indeed, I Am is in the song. However, the song is called Shine On. And it's something that Gordana Biernat, my guest tonight at My Power Talk, always hashtags in her tweets. So if you don't know her yet, you got to go right now to Twitter at My Power Talk. And of course, go look up Valerie Love at Angel Noir 10. How are you loving? That's my this little sign on with Valerie Love. Every time we talk, we start with how are you loving? But right now I'm loving, I'm living, I'm in the now. And like Gordana Biernat always says, hashtag shine on. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get into the mood with some music. And when we're back, we're going to talk about the illusion of time, the power of now. We're going to talk about cosmic consciousness, maybe. We'll talk about a bunch of things. But like everything else, we're going to just let it flow and be natural. So until we're back, shine on. And we'll be right back on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci.
I am, I am, I am, I am, that I am, I am, that I am, I am. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, that you are, you are, that you are, you are. Cause you are an angel, cause you inspire, cause you are prince, princess to me. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, that I am, I am, that I am, I am. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, that you are, you are, that you are, you are. You symbolize courage, magnify my face. You remind me of onwards to see. We laugh, we love with the thought of love. are, you are, you are, you are. We dance, we move, we sing, we let it with heart again. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are. We lift to the top of it, let go of what doesn't fit. Cause you are the breath, cause you are the breeze, cause you are the beating heart to me. Shine on, shine on divinity. Shine on, shine on infinity.
Shine on. How you shining? How you loving? How you doing? Gordana, I'm so glad that you're back to Max and Friends. Welcome back.
Thank you, Max. I love being here.
Well, it's a joy to have you here. And Valerie Love, how you loving?
How you loving?
I'm loving. It was so funny. Before we spoke, before we started doing the show, I said, where are you? You're like, I am in bliss. I said, what state are you in? You're like, I'm in bliss. I said, no, like, what state are you in?
You're like on the third dimension. Oh, you mean on the earth plane?
Because here's the beauty of this show. For a lot of you who don't know how Max and Friends works, let me break it down so I'm just transparent with you. For years, for the last 8 years, I've been doing this show live every Sunday night. Truly, that's what I've been doing. Every Sunday night, I dedicated to being live on the show. And obviously, there's technology and things can progress and we can record shows. The shows that we're doing now over the summer, so that I do have my summer, they're recorded, but with the intentions to be live for that Sunday night. No one else has heard them. So I want you all to know that these shows, they're fresh, they're new. I got your emails saying, why do you keep playing Alan Watts? Well, because I like to have a Sunday off here and now, and Alan Watts is good to play. But I get it. You want new shows. So that's why we record the shows. Not all of them, some of them. So just know that for my summer, they're fresh new shows for you that they might not technically be live on Sunday, but as it goes, I have to act like it's Sunday. So tweet me at Max Tucci. I hope you all understand. It's just what it is. Even if you don't understand, it's all good. Everything is always good. So just know that to be true. Speaking of good, yesterday we ventured together, Gordana, Valerie, and I, at this appointed time in this appointed place to do this show on Now. And what does now mean? And why do we fear being in the now? And why do we revisit the past and go to the future? Why can't we be in the now? Well, I think that the energy that the three of us had yesterday was even more powerful than the now, even though there is, they say, the power of now. The frequencies of all three of us combined, literally for 20 minutes of the show, never recorded. There was just, we were overpowering to the now, and the show didn't record. So the joke yesterday was, after we decided we're going to reconvene today, I'm in Colorado, Valerie Love is in Maryland, Gordana's in Sweden. We all have different time zones, but yet we are all in the now. We're all right here, right now, no matter if it's what is it, 8:30 here in the morning, 9:30 or 10:30 for Valerie, and 4:30 for Gordana. We're all here in the now. This is the illusion of time. So we're going to talk about that. And I appreciate your tweets and your emails and the understanding of what now is. And we're going to get into that right now. So with that, Gordana Birnat, welcome back. And for you, let's describe what now means for you.
Well, to me, Max, now is all that is. There's nothing outside of now. Everything else is some kind of illusion that we create with our minds. Because for me, now is the focus point of all experiences. It's an eternal moment where I am and where I always will be. And it's my point of power, because now is forever and it's always now. It's the same thing as being one. Describing space as being one, time for me is now. So just to put it simply, time is now for me.
Time is now for you. And what is now for you, Valerie Love?
For me now is awareness. Awareness of the deliciousness of this moment with Gordana and with Max and the souls coming together and knowing this is eternal. Mm. This is eternal.
This
and it is
eternal.
Awareness, yes, that we are in this eternal infinite moment in every moment.
Mm. You know, and for me, the simplicity of now is it. It, period. This is it, like Alan Watts' book, which I read on the plane last night coming here. Now is it. And for me now, I'm in nature. I'm looking at mountains. I'm looking at trees. And even though I'm in the now with you all right now, I'm also in the now with nature. I'm living it. I'm in it. I'm looking at it. I'm enjoying it. And it is the now to me. So how come, Gordana, that you think so many people who are in the now don't really sink their feet, their love, their joy, their bliss, their presence, their everything into the now? Why do they avoid the now?
I think that as when we are children, we never avoid the now because we don't understand anything else. We know that you can only feel happiness now. I mean, you can't feel happiness in your past or happiness in your future. You can daydream about it and you can remember it, but the real feeling is always in the now. So children understand this intuitively. So it's got to be something we are born with, but it changes with time, with the illusion of time. I think we are conditioned to perceive our reality in a very, very strictly linear way. That's why we say we need to move forward. But to me, that's moving forward into what? It's not linear. Everything is now here. And I think that we're afraid to meet ourselves in the now, because then we would have to meet all that is, because that is what now is. So it's kind of scary because we are not used to doing it. But I think that it's just a conditioned way of living. We have been taught to live that way.
It's patterns and pathology. But Valerie Love, I know you want to say something, because I heard that laugh and I knew behind it was something.
Oh my goodness. Ooh. And the other thing that came to me as I was being with Gordana sharing is we do not want to realize that we are the now, that we are it, right? And so if we're completely immersed in it and it are in the now, one of biggest things that I've heard, most repetitive thing I've heard from higher awareness stream through my consciousness is three simple words: be here now. Mm. And every time I bring myself to being here now, I realize I am the now. Mm. I am it. I am this. And we have been taught, if you know, after 26 years of fundamentalist Christianity for me, from the age of 34 to 30, it was almost blasphemous to say I am. Unless we put at the end, God is out there, or God is that, or it's something bigger than me, to identify I am, which happens automatically in the now for me, automatically.
I had this thing while we were talking, I thought about all that is as one, and then there is a desire to experience something in the now. So this is the start of all creation. You are a desire experiencing something now, but you're also, you come from one. You are God. You are all that is, having a desire to experience something out now. You cannot experience anything from your past, and you cannot experience anything in your future. The experience is always now. It is always it, doing it now. So one desire now, that's what we are, all of us.
We are. The shortest phrase, the shortest sentence in the Bible is I am, period.
Yes, I am. Mm.
I am, period. You know, and what happens is after that I am, man got a hold of the world. Yes, and we use so many to try to tell stories of who we are instead of just identifying with I am. I am all that there is, this expansiveness. I am all. And, you know, we always have to identify with I am this, I am short, I am tall, I am black, I am white, I am blonde, I'm this. Mm-hmm. No, I am, period. And I think when we realize that we are the I am, that's when all of the hatred stops. That's when all of the killing and the this and the judgment stops, because we are all. We are the I am, collectively. With that said, Gordana brought up past and future. And I know, because I'm receiving your messages, people, friends and listeners. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to Max and Friends. My guests tonight are Gordana Biernat and Valerie Love. We're talking about the now and the illusion of time and I am, and the past and the future. We revisit the past, Gordana. And I had this conversation yesterday, actually, after we tried to record the show with friends of ours, with mine, ours, because we're all the I am. And we had lunch, and we were talking about the past, and my friend's father died, passed, and all she could say was, I want to feel his touch. I want to feel him one more time. I want to feel what I knew. And I, you know, I looked at her, I said, that's what you knew 50-something years of your life. That's what you knew. You have to now shift that energy to feel it yourself. So how do we go back to the past? Because as you've taught us here on Max and Friends, Gordana, we can't change the past, but we can look at it from a different perspective. So how do we get, for those who want to feel, let's say, that touch one more time from their father, how do we get that energy without changing the past, but rethinking it?
I've been experiencing the same thing with my mother-in-law, because she was like a true, real mother to me. And when she passed away, I had a really hard time coping with that. I mean, I was angry and I was sad and a lot of feelings going on there. And as long as I'm feeling that way, I cannot connect to her energy the way she was and the way she is now in all that is. So the way for me to do that was to stop feeling the negative feelings of not having her around me and remembering how it was to be with her and to be grateful for the time I had with her. And it automatically shifts. I don't need to feel her physically. I can feel her energy anyways. But you have to be of the same energy. It's almost like spirit from the other side cannot connect to you if you are in a negative energetic state. And sorrow is a negative energetic state. It puts you are of a lower frequency. So you can't feel the joy of being with the person you love because you're of the wrong frequency. So you have to take yourself through the sorrow and the pain and then start being joyous and remember all the memories that were positive, remember them and feel them in the now. Feel them as if they were real in the now. And then the joy comes of itself, because it's a matter of heightening your own frequency up to that level.
Absolutely. Now, Valerie, like yesterday, I was in tune. I'm in tune now because I see in you like a spring just bubbling up. And you're like, I could feel you as a rushing river right now. So what is it that is going to rush out of you?
When my mother passed on and dropped her earth suit, she let go of her form, because, of course, no form lasts forever. No form stays the same forever. That's the nature of forms. They keep changing. They get old, they get young, they're born, they die, and all these things happen. And my mother, one of the most grievous moments I had after my mom passed, because her will was to be cremated. And for us to have a memorial service, and the memorial service was beautiful, and they had a picture of her, no body. She didn't want a body there for people to plump up with chemicals and to put makeup on and clothes on and pretend it was her. And we were all on board with that because we didn't like that plan either. So she decided she wanted to be cremated. And the moment that was the most grievous moment for me in the passing of my mother was the thought, the day that they were doing the cremation, of her body being in the fire. Now, that was a body. That was not my mother. And because I had pain associated with that thought, I knew intuitively that it was a thought that was not of truth. Because anytime we have a thought that's not truth, yes, it hurts. It's painful, right? It's distancing us from what is true, what is so. The next day, I got the email, and the email confirmed when we were having mom's service. Her service was on February 2nd. She left me a code, February 2nd at 2. And what I saw in the email was this blazing, you ever see numbers just kind of blaze on the page? Mm-hmm. It said 222.
Two, yes.
222. My mother gave me that. And at the same time that she gave me 222, and she gave it to me in an encrypted message that she knew I would get, because they're always speaking to us in ways that they know we'll get it. I felt her right on my right shoulder, and she's been there ever since. It was an instant opening. And I could let go of form, because we came into form to learn the temporal nature of form and that there is no such thing as law.
Gordana, what are you going to say?
Yes, I have to say this, because while my mother-in-law was passing away, I had this encounter with her. I've never had anything like this before, but I sat in her kitchen, and she was at the hospital, and she was actually dying that moment. I sat there, and she showed herself to me. I don't know, I cannot explain how it was, but I could see her, and she shifted form. She shifted from being very, very young to becoming an older lady, and then being a woman, and then going back to young again. She shifted right in front of me, and I begged her. I said, please, please, please go back to your body. We need you here. And she swirled with the dress she had on, and she said, why would I do such a thing? Look at me now. I can move freely. Why would I want to be with each and one of you when in this state where I am now, I can be with every one of you at the same time? So she had expanded in time and space with her spirit the way she had, and she explained it to me there, then and there. And I realized that it's very, very egoistic of me to ask her to go back to a body, which she, by the way, said, it's used now. I cannot go back to it. It's not me anymore.
Yeah, the frequencies.
The frequencies. And I just felt relieved. I knew that she wasn't going to survive in the physical plane, but I knew that she was whole and total and beautiful and enjoying herself where she was, which made it easier for me. So it's my ego that wants to touch her again, but spiritually I know that she's doing just fine.
Yeah. You know, I've never experienced this before, and I literally just got chills in my knees. So
oh,
I don't know what
that
means. But I got chills in my knees. But listen, Valerie, I have to tell you, you know, there's this great website called Wake Up Shake Up, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a blog.
I love it.
And they do numbers, and 222, according to wakeupshakeup.blogspot.com, says, have faith. Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about anything, as this situation is resolving itself beautifully for everyone involved.
Mm. Oh my goodness, that is beautiful. And Max, I've got to say, Max and Gordana, there is not a day that has gone by that I have not seen 222. And I will not even be thinking about 222. And I'll buy a cup of coffee out of 7-Eleven and pops up on the, that'll be 222. And I look at it, okay, Mom. It got so overwhelming that, and Mom had more of the attitude. Your mother-in-law sounded very beautiful. My mother was a little more abrupt in her energy, and she was more like, yeah, I'm over here now. Now I can haunt all of y'all at the same time. That's what she was saying, because she was ghetto fabulous. She was from the hood, okay? So she was saying the same thing, but it wasn't in this very lovely, you know, beautiful tone. She was like, yeah, I'm watching y'all, and I'm watching all of y'all at the same time. And I tell you, ever since I saw that 222, every day I see it, multiple times I see it. I see it in times when I need it. I see it in times when I think I don't. and it got to be so much with the 222 that I started taking pictures of it when I see it. I just look at the clock, 222. I just walk down the street, the gas, it's 222. And now I have a whole 222 on my phone, a photo album of 222, because I find it the wonder. It is the wonder. It is the mystery. It is the now.
Yeah. Gordana, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, because that is all about synchronicity.
Wait, let me stop you right there, because what I was going to segue into synchronicity, but you did it before me, because I was going to say, even though the show is about the now, I know that Gordana loves frequency and synchronicity. And people who are tuning in tonight, they're saying, I see those signs too. Are they really signs? What are they?
Yeah.
So Gordana, take it. What are they?
Yes, they are signs, and it's all about being in the now. The more you are accepting your now moment, and the more you feel it in the now, not being in the future or in the past, just accepting the now moment as it is, the more frequencies that will bring you synchronicity to you are around. For instance, seeing the 222, you wouldn't be able to see it unless you are allowing it into your now moment. So you see them everywhere in your now moment. Synchronicity is very, very tightly connected to now moments. I do this game with my mother-in-law. For instance, I ask a question, and then I go to our library here, and I open any book anywhere, and believe me, 99% of the time I will get the answer just by reading the lines in the book. So it's synchronicity. You can always pull it into your now moment by being open and by looking for it, because it's there. It's the underlying fabric of the universe. That's where all the messages are for you, because they are connected to you by frequency, and in spirit and in physical life, it doesn't matter which, it's about the frequency. So you can communicate with your higher self, with loved ones, and with everyone else through synchronicity.
And also, you can also communicate with Ask Nomi, N-O-M-I, which is Gordana's app that right now goes off of your synchronicity. It's literally an oracle in your pocket. You don't have to be in Gordana's library to find the answers. You can be in your own phone. Valor, get the app too, called Ask Nomi, N-O-M-I. And literally, I use it often. I will use it right now. And whenever I use it, it always says something, and then I go deeper into it, and it just makes such total sense that it's almost scary in a good way. I'm like, this is so true, because it's the synchronicity and the frequency lining up with me. Speaking of, there was a great quote that I heard a long time ago, and I just had that moment, if we want to go there, that aha moment, where it's like, no, that's not true to me anymore. There's been a lot of death in my family since I was a child, which is okay, which is fine, which is what it is. And I was once told that when someone dies, they're no longer part of your past, they become part of your future. But after this conversation that we're having right now, they're not even part of my future, they're part of my now.
Yes,
and I'm so grateful that I just had that that revelation of whoever has died is not part of my future. They are in my now. So that was my moment, and I'm grateful for it. Moving on with the now and the frequencies and the past and the future and letting go of form and I am and the ego and all of that stuff. If you're still with us, give yourself a pat on the back, because I'm glad that you're here on Max and Friends. My guests tonight are Valerie Love and Gordana Biernat. For more information, go to @MyPowerTalk on Twitter and @AngelNoir10 on Twitter as well for Valerie. Before we go deeper into the show, Valerie, you do so many things. You're all over the place. What's the best way for people to contact you?
ValerieLove.com.
There you go. And for you, Gordana?
@MyPowerTalk on Twitter or MyPowerTalk.com.
That's simple. And if you want to reach me @MaxTucci, you could email me too. Yes, I give you my email, max@maxtucci.com. And if you want to get at me with, this is the craziest show I've ever heard, I hope you do. Have courage to do it, because that gives me the fuel to continue shows like this, because what these shows do, it's they open that door and that little crack of light comes in to the point where it's got to shine on. Do you believe in that? Speaking of belief and believing and believe, what is it, Gordana, that you believe the most right now?
I believe my entire reality into being. Everything in my reality is based on my beliefs about the reality I'm in. So I'm creating my reality with all my beliefs. I wouldn't know how to single out one belief, but the one thing that is true is that I am now.
I am now. And for you, what is it that you believe right now, Valerie Love?
To tell you the truth, Max Tucci, I've been on a belief releasing journey for a while now. I've been releasing beliefs and asking to sink into knowing.
Yeah.
And every time I sink into knowing, more beliefs fall away.
Yeah.
I had so many beliefs. I was full of beliefs. And I noticed that the more I sink into knowing, the less I believe. I desire to have no beliefs at all.
Ooh. Gordana? Yeah.
Yes. And you said it so beautifully, because knowing comes from within. Belief comes from outside. So that's why you don't need the beliefs from the outside, because knowing comes from within and it's in the now. All the beliefs are in our past or somewhere in our future, but knowing is always now.
Because how do you spell knowing? K-N-O-W-I-N-G. In the middle of the K and the I-N-G is the now.
Yes,
now. Here it is again.
In the middle of it all
love
is
it.
The now.
Love it.
But there is
and that isn't that how direct knowing comes to you? In the now.
In the now. Yes. In the now. But why is it? Let's break this down. Why is it that we don't want to be in the now, Valerie Love? I mean, I keep asking the question because I know that people are going to be tweeting and they're going to say, but I can't stay in it. How do we stay in the now?
Breathe, pause. And I do this game with myself called suspend. So one of the best books I ever read about the power of now is Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And years ago when I read that book, I started playing a game with myself that said suspend. And I would just suspend my thinking. I would just go clear mind, no mind. And I would see if I could hold it for 3 seconds, and then I'd go up to 10 seconds and 15 seconds. Now I can be no mind. I am desirous of being no mind now, because it's not, the mind is always traveling back there somewhere, over in the future. What's she doing? What's he doing? What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to have for lunch? Why did he do that to me last year? Whatever, whatever. And forgiving all of that and being here in the now, breathing and pausing and no mind. It's a game I play with myself. I make it a game.
I love that it's a game, because yesterday at lunch, I was with two friends of mine and they both were like, I can't meditate. I don't know how to meditate. How do I clear the mind? So it's make it a game, you know? And I think we have these notions of how meditation is, that we have to be in a yoga position like Om Shanti Om to meditate. Mm-mm. And I was like, what is beautiful to you? And then my friend told me, and I was like, that's your meditation. It doesn't have to be what other people are doing. Do your own thing. Gordana, for you, how do we stay in the now?
By enjoying every single moment of your experience in the now, even the bad moments. I had this revelation today, because in the morning I went to see an older aunt who is really, really very sick at the moment, and she can hardly move. And I was moved to tears when I looked at her, because I felt that she's old and she probably won't stay with us for such a long time. And I was moved by that. And then I asked myself, what am I supposed to get from this? These are actually negative suggestions from my outer reality telling me that we're all going to be old and we're all going to die, and negative, negative, negative. And then I looked at her and then I said to myself, no, this is not about that. This is about this now moment with her. Now. So I leaned forward and I kissed her on the cheek, and I just felt her standing there with her. And I said, this is my now moment. This is what I'm supposed to get from this moment. So enjoying every single moment, even the bad ones, because you cannot do this when you're in spirit. You can only do it in your physical reality, enjoying what you're doing exactly now, here.
Here and now. And you know, there's a great quote from Dostoevsky that says, man is unhappy because he doesn't know he's happy.
Mm.
And I think that when we realize that we're happy in the now, that's how we become in the present now. Realize you're not happy because you don't realize you're happy. So shift it. Shift the unhappy into happiness, and then bring that into the now, and you'll see that beautiful shift within the energy around you. Put a smile on your face. Be in the now. Yeah, Ordana.
Yes, because it's all about the experience as it is. What we do with experiences is that we are labeling them and we are putting
using
things,
words.
Yes, using words about them. And what you should be doing is experiencing them. And we're afraid of pain, so we don't want to experience pain, so we label it to something else. We are here to explore physical reality. We're not here to avoid things. We are here to explore it. We are here to transform thoughts into matter. Just doing that, whatever the result is of it, is what we are supposed to do here. So why not just start enjoying it? Even if it's not the best experiences ever, it's still an experience which you cannot have in your spiritual form. Yeah. So just understanding what you're doing here is a way of becoming more present in the now.
And such as they are, everything is good. Everything is fine. Everything is all right, people. Take a breath. Just breathe. Just breathe. I love my quotes. Y'all know this. There's a great quote from Chang Sao that says, a duck's legs, though short, cannot be lengthened without discomfort to the duck. A crane's legs, though long, cannot be shortened without discomfort to the crane. And what does that mean? Things are as they are. That's it. But we why change them? But consciously create. If you're looking for a change, we talk about consciously creating and unconsciously creating. So I'm going to throw this to Valerie Love first. Valerie, what does consciously creating mean to you?
Love. It means love. It means the same thing as the now, love. Because when we really are, I had a coaching session this morning with a client, early this morning, and she was talking about thinking and how her thoughts were just continually taking over her mind. And then, of course, because the thoughts are one way, then the feelings just go and off is the freight train and we're kind of hanging on to the back of it. And there is a delicious life waiting for all of us beyond our thoughts. We're not our thoughts. Right? You're not your thoughts. I'm not my thoughts. And I shared with her. She said, well, how do you do that? Because I don't know how to meditate. I don't know how to clear my mind. And I said to her, there are so many times in the day when you do not have thoughts. You don't have thoughts when you're having an orgasm. No one does. You don't have thoughts when you're gazing at a beautiful flower that you're walking by in a garden or in your front yard. You don't have a thought when you're kissing your beloved. You know, I don't have a thought when I'm writing. I'm hurled into my passion and my love. So there are many moments, and the most beautiful moments have nothing to do with thinking at all, because the ego is completely absent. It's love.
You know, Majaya, who was my guru from Kashi Ashram in Florida, taught me thoughts are just thoughts. That's it.
That's all.
Thoughts are just thoughts. But also you mentioned flower. And, you know, I love when Alan Watts speaks about a flower knows how to grow naturally. No one tells it how to grow. It's always ever present, and the flower grows, and then we notice it. And when we notice it, we can't think about how it grows, because it would baffle us, because the flower doesn't think how it grows. It just happens naturally. So be natural about conscious creating. Gordana, how do you consciously create?
Oh, I daydream a lot about my future, about what I want in my reality, and that in the end keeps my frequency right so that I will generate the reality I really want in my future. So daydreaming is a way for me to consciously create. I think a lot of people create unconsciously because they, as you said, Valerie, consciously creating is all about love and getting what you want, getting your desires fulfilled, being in the now, while unconscious creation is actually more about fear. For instance, when you start worrying, you are unconsciously creating a negatively charged reality in your future, because it's all about the frequency you're sending out. That is what you're generating in front of you. So nobody would say, well, I'm creating a negatively charged reality, because we are creating 24/7.
But hold on, stop there for a second, because a lot of people are addicted to the drama. A lot of people are addicted to the negativity.
Yes.
So for those people, they're like, that's what they thrive off of.
Yeah.
So is that conscious creating, or is that consciously creating the negative?
No, I don't think that they're conscious of that they are creating it. They're just enjoying the negative thing in the now, or enjoying. I don't know if I could put enjoying in front of a negative reality, because
for you,
I don't think.
For you.
Yes, for me. Maybe other people do enjoy that. I don't know. But for me, I would say that if I worry, then I'm unconsciously creating more worry in my reality. If I'm daydreaming, I'm consciously creating more of what I want in my reality. So I would say that we are creating all the time, but the unconscious part is actually the things that we fear, the things that we worry about, the things that we do not want. Because thinking about it is giving it awareness, which means that it will generate in your reality one way or the other. So that's why we have to be more cautious of what kind of feelings we allow into our reality. Being, for instance, taking care of yourself and thinking about what you want in your reality, enjoying your now, will create a better reality for you in the future. Because absolutely, you are creating all the time. There is no, yeah, there is not one. You're even creating while you're sleeping, because you're generating a dream in your sleep then. So you're doing it all the time. Why not do good things?
I love it. And, you know, again, Valerie Love, I don't know what it is with me today and you, but I just see you as Mother River. You are, I just thought of a title for your next book called River of Love, Inspiration. That
River of Love. Oh, yes. I love it.
I know you want to say something. So what's gonna flow out of you?
Oh, my goodness. This is delicious, because this love that is what can sustain us in the now. It's not something we're thinking about, oh, let me be loved now. It's what we are. It's what we're made of. Mm-hmm. And any time we get into the negative creation, what my issue was, I was addicted to adrenaline. Literally, I needed an adrenaline rush like a drug addict going through my bloodstream every day to feel useful and valuable and helpful. So what did that create in my outer reality? A lot of fires to always have to put out, people always needing me and me rushing to rescue people. That was the setup in my world. Now, under that, the underlying, if you go all the way to the core of the thing, what was it? Fear. I was afraid of living my destiny. I was afraid of standing up in the world and being all I came here to be. So the fear created multiple distractions, and they had to be big enough and seemingly horrific enough that anyone would say, oh, yeah, you have to take care of that now. I could really make some scary stuff up. I really could. I was really good at it. And when I realized what I was doing, I poured love on it. The love melted the fear. There's no need to create fires for yourself. My first husband used to call me Florence Nightingale, because if somebody called me, they were on the side of the road in the middle of the night, and they needed a tire and a resuscitation and a snack for their baby, I would bring all three, plus some holy water and sprinkle it on them too. You know, it was out of control. It was out of control. And that was the thing that I was creating, because I was not aware of the love at the core of my being, and how it would melt all of that away. And indeed, it has.
Yes, it has. Gordana?
Yeah, love is all that is. It is the fabric of the universe, actually, because fear and hate, it has to have something to push away, while love is there. It doesn't push anything away. It's the same thing with ego. Everything else in our reality is an illusion. Love is the only thing that is real, because it is unconditional, and it is like, I can't find the right word for it, but it lets everything be as it is. In its light, everything is transformed into, it just is as it is when it is love. Everything else is created with boundaries around it, hate, fear. That's why I call it an illusion, because love can allow it to be without pushing it away, while absolutely, fear and hate pushes things away. So it needs time and space to be. And for me, all love is all that is, exactly as you're describing it, Valerie.
Love is now. And so yes, is the illusion of time, because can you believe we have to wrap this up?
No.
But I would love for you two to join me again, because I love the flow, and I love the energy, and I love the synchronicity, and I love everything about this show and what we create together. So will you two join me again?
Yes.
Oh, yes. My pleasure.
Together.
Yes.
All of us.
In, yes.
In oh, now. Yes.
This soul dance is quite delicious. Quite.
Yes, it is.
It is. And I love that you just said soul dance because I could picture us doing this tango under the Tuscan moon.
Speaking
of the Tuscan moon, I have to give a big shout out to my dear Aunt Katina Rinieri, who this weekend, tonight, in Italy, in Pesaro, by the sea, is doing a huge demonstration, a huge music festival in remembrance of her husband, Rizzo Ortolani. They honored me tonight in Italy. So my love to everyone in Italy. Thank you so much for honoring me, because I honor all of you in love. And Katina Rieri, ti amo tanto, grazie tanto per questo. Io ti do un gran bacio. On that note, we've got to wrap this up. So before we go, quickly, Gordana, what is it you want people to take into this week with them?
Oh, I want to say that it doesn't matter what you did in the past. All that really matters is what you're doing now. So be good and do good.
Now. And for you, Valerie Love, what is it?
Look yourself in the mirror and smile and say, how you loving?
It is how you
make it love.
It is how you loving. Make it love. And what I want to say unto all is just love yourself, because when you love yourself, that's when you have the power, the capability to love everyone else. Look inside of you and find something to love about yourself, even if it's in your big toe. Love it. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Until next time, good night and good karma. And remember to take life to the max. Good night, y'all.